Welcome back to the Even If Podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Kenzie.
And we are going to talk about intimacy versus intensity today, which is really also just an inside look at my therapy session. You all are going to get secondhand therapy.
We love. I can't wait.
Yeah, I've been going back to therapy and it's been so really good.
So proud of you. Do you want to share with everybody why you chose to go back to therapy with what you want to share?
So deep.
Just like how do
you... Good morning. Hello. Let's get in.
With what you want to share. Because yeah. I think sometimes people wonder, like, should I go back?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think, first of all, I think everybody can benefit from therapy. I think it's always good. And I've heard this a lot, and I agree that oftentimes you go in for one thing and then it ends up revealing something else.
Totally.
Or you go in for one thing and then you learn something else by yourself. And you know, I'm a life coach. And so as a life coach, I think it's so important to also be getting poured into myself so I can have things to pour into others. And I realize when I don't have that, whether it's I'm not listening to good podcasts or I'm not being encouraged in XYZ, then sometimes I feel like I'm depleted and I need things to fill me up so I can pour out as well. You know what I mean? So anyways, I think therapy has been something that's been on my mind for a while. But yeah, I feel like honestly, I started going back because there's some things in relationships relationally that I've just been like, what am I doing something wrong? Am I missing something? And some patterns I've been seeing in guys I've dated. And I'm like, do I just have really bad luck or am I choosing something or is it me or why am I seeing similar patterns? And what I really loved about my therapist that I'm going to now is she is somebody who walked with me through things that I went through in high school. And I haven't been to this same therapist in 15 years, which is crazy. And I've done some coaching and other counseling in between. And I think we could do a whole episode on this, but there's a difference between coaching and counseling. And I think I've said this before on here too, but counseling is a lot of looking at your past and what happened in your past that's keeping you stuck today. And coaching is like going forward and what are the things you want to work on and how can I go forward and where I'm at. And so for both of them, they both cross over. That's just a very generalized statement. Like counseling,
but it's simple and it's so easy to get it when you say it like
when
that.
You say it like that. Okay. So I think because counseling, I look at my past, but I still want to go forward in what I'm doing. And then coaching as well, I can't only go forward. I have to dip into my past to know what happened to move forward. So anyways, I think I knew I wanted to do counseling with this specific lady because I had met with her in high school and she knew about my abusive, toxic relationship I was in then. And so when I even messaged her and was like, do you still like counsel?
Are you still doing this thing?
Literally. And she was like, yes. And so on my first time even meeting with her, I was like, I don't expect you to remember things that happened to me when I was 16 or 17 or like what we talked through, but I want you to know you had such an impact on me. I remember. And so I will refresh you with everything. But I think there's a lot of things that I'm going through now that I feel like are still affecting me from what happened to me when I was 16, 17. In my early 20s or just like still patterns that I see that I'm like, gosh, I'm 33. How come I see these patterns? So it's been really cool. And she's so kind. She was like, actually, I remember we did EMDR. I remember the work we did. I remember the guy it's you wild. Dated. I was like, I don't know if you just reviewed my notes before I came in or what, but either way,
it's impressive. Yes.
I feel really cared for, and really seen by that. So yeah, I kind of went in just wanting to talk through that, knowing that she knows my past and even if I need to refresh her, whatever, but it's been really, really good. And I think as I shared this with you, I was like, I think this could be a whole episode what we talked about because it's been so eye-opening for me. Essentially, big picture, the huge light bulb moment for me was she said something about my past relationships. Do you think that there has been a lot of intensity in your past relationships? I was like, oh yeah, for sure. Like there has been high highs, low lows, like, I told her, I feel like when I am not dating, I am just steady. I'm consistent. Life is good. Friendships are good. Family's good. Yes, there's conflict and I work through it, but it's just like the highs and lows are so minimal. But when I'm in a relationship, like the past several guys I've dated, I think there have been crazy high highs and lows. And I'm like, what is that about? Is that normal? Is that just dating? And she says, that sounds really intense. I was like, yeah. And then in a whole nother conversation, we're talking about how I have often not felt seen or cared for, like in a heart level. Like it's just, oh, we have fun or she's a fun girl or I enjoy doing this with her or she's cute or whatever it is that somebody would say about me. But I'm like, I don't feel like you truly know me and know the depths of my heart and why I do what I do or why I care about what I care about and just kind of feeling really missed in relationships. And I'm like, is it just because I haven't found the right one? Mm. Or is it something about me? Or is it somebody, the guys I'm dating? Mm. And she said, it sounds like there's a lack of intimacy. And I think when I think of intimacy, like, I don't know, what do you think of? Do you think of sex?
No, I used to. Okay. I used to think of
sex. Because I think when we say intimacy, it's like, oh, they're intimate.
Yeah.
Intimacy.
Yeah.
I think I always thought of sex.
Yeah. No, I used to definitely think of sex in that way. Intimacy for me is what here's a counseling and also just like seeing it in the correct lens of just like, I see intimacy as connection, mm-hmm. like a deep level of connection. Like you and I have a very intimate friendship.
Yeah.
The people that I like, my closest girls, deeply intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't, I mean, it can mean sex in a marriage context in a healthy way. Right.
Right.
But I think the lens in which I have trained my mind to think of it is connection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also, we can talk about this later. We can talk about this now, but I don't want to derail your thoughts. I just love everything that you're saying. I feel like so many women and guys too, but so many women struggle with this, you know, and, or have wondered like, should I go back to counseling for this? Is it me? I feel like, you know, I'm super, and it's so true. Like you are so steady. And I think part of being as beautiful as you are and as well-rounded as you are and as driven as you are, like you have all the things. You are like the top 2%. So for me, as someone that loves you so deeply, I know guys chase you like crazy and they want you. And you are a woman that sees the best in everyone. So I want to dive more into that. But the intimacy part that I think is really key is like it is a deep connection. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of friendships that I have. And then, you know, with marriage, one day it will be intimate in a physical level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I have preserved for, not for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have been intimate before in a sexual way that I'm not proud of in my past, but I've held a strong boundary for quite a while now. And I'm really proud of that. And so for me, even just having that, piece of my life, like thankfully just surrendered fully to the Lord. Now it's allowed for me to look at intimacy in a much more healthy lens of that, like actual emotional connection.
Yes.
So that's the first thing that I think of.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm a very sexual human. I just can't do just anything it. About it right now, unfortunately. So, and maybe we take that part out. I don't know. We can leave it. But I mean, it's just real. Like, that's another thing.
That's
it's
so
like,
real,
I'm just a human. No. Like, I'm a girl.
We're
like,
in our 30s. Of course,
yeah,
we're sexual.
We're sexual.
Of course,
and
we
I'm
want
like,
to have sex all the time.
Yes, I want to have sex, but with my husband. So,
yes.
But no, I think that's what I think of. But, you know,
I think that's great. I love that. I think that's exactly what true intimacy is. Mm-hmm. And something that my dad always says about intimacy is if you break it down to think about intimacy, it's into me, I see. And I just love that. I think that's such, because that's so true. Like it's the into me, I see.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody who can see into me and that you see into me, like into me, I see intimacy. And you do that. And that's why we do have an intimate friendship. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think when I think about dating relationships, I'm like, gosh, I have not had that relationship where I feel that deep intimacy where he sees me.
Do you think you've ever had that?
I don't know. I was actually trying to, I think I'm still working through that.
Yeah.
Cause I think I've dated guys where I'm like, yeah, I think they know me fairly well, or like, wow, it started as a friendship. And so we knew each other deeply. I don't know if I know what that is like. And I'm like, I don't know if I'll know that until I'm like, until it's my guy and I'm married. I don't think I've ever felt 100% secure or safe, confident with a man.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's because it's not my husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
makes sense.
I don't know. But I think that's something I'm just wrestling with of, wow, have I had a pattern of intensity in relationships versus intimacy?
Yeah. Well, I think we could, I think a lot of us can relate to that. And then just the awareness of that for you.
Yeah. Right. And I think too, like, there's so many ways to compare the two. Another way that I have heard intensity and intimacy described is like the difference of a crock pot versus microwave.
Mm-hmm.
I think the hard thing is we're a microwave culture. Mm-hmm. We want things quick. We want it now. We want to hurry up and make it quick. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but the crock pot takes time and it takes hours and hours and hours and you wait. And that is what intimacy is. It takes time, but the intensity is just that microwave. We want it quick. We want it now, whether it's like exciting, overwhelming, fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like this was incredible. It was so high highs and we talk every day and we call each other every day and we're texting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We hang out one-on-one. It feels like strong chemistry. Mm-hmm. And like, what is, and I think that's an interesting thing, like chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Because like, what is chemistry? How do you define it?
And I want to have chemistry with my guy, but of course, like, how do you not have that intense chemistry? And can you make it intimate?
Yes.
Chemistry.
Yes.
Without being sex.
Yes.
And dating.
Yes, you can.
And what's that like?
I can relate to all the things that you're saying, but for me, I've also been attracted to the intensity in my past because I just my childhood and you know, goes back mm-hmm. and that's kind of what I chose. And I also am okay to be this. I was okay to be the calm in the storm, but I'm tired of being, I'm not mm-hmm. leading another man ever again. I'm not like being the one to like bridge the gap between mm-hmm. your inability to call something out or, you know, show empathy or be a man or lead me. Like I'm not, I lead enough in my life. I don't ever want to lead in a relationship.
Yeah.
I think, and this is again, so many tangents, but like, I think spiritual leadership is really important, but women also have to lead themselves when you're in a dating relationship until you cross over to marriage. You know, it's women's responsibility also to guard their heart and all these things mm-hmm. while you're still mm-hmm. dating. But I digress to the point of intensity versus intimacy. You absolutely can have intimacy and have it go slow. And I have a question for you because I feel like I experienced this exact thing until I got sick and tired of the intensity. Mm-hmm. And it was so unattractive to me when a man just is like full court press. Mm-hmm. It's like such a turnoff for mm-hmm. me now because I've been love bombed, because I've been, you know, lied to or led on or whatever. And so for me now, when a man is like super forward in a way that's like, okay, you don't know any, you're saying these, you don't know anything about me.
Yes.
It is the biggest turnoff.
Yes.
So I'm curious for you, like, do you feel like you're at that point now because you've had so many guys like chase you and run after you so hard and in a way love bomb you? I'm not saying there's a narcissist, but people can love bomb and not be a narcissist.
Yeah.
But do you feel like now the next time you start dating, what are you going to, like, how are you going to differentiate between, is this intensity or is he trying to get to know me? Because I've been blessed to date somebody who did that for me, like was so intentional and like sweet. And I never questioned and I never wondered. And it was really intimate in like a really sweet way. And it was a slow burn. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's what my heart needs and needed at that time and will need again.
Yes.
So it's possible. Yeah. And I've experienced it. So I'm curious. And that was so attractive to me because of what I had gone through. So I'm curious now, do you feel like, because of what you've gone through, will you be attracted to the opposite now?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I think that's something I even brought up in therapy. I was like, how do I go forward in this, in the sense of I'm not desperate to be married mm-hmm. at all.
No.
I'm not. I will not settle. Mm-hmm. I am not just...
You'd be married 10 times over if that was the case by now.
You would too. Yeah. You know, like we're not desperate. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do want it. Mm-hmm. And so when I meet a guy, and I'm also so about a good story mm-hmm. and like, I'm so about the Lord creating an amazing story
and he is,
and mm-hmm. he's in it right now. And so I think when I meet a guy and he's like, oh my gosh, like this is crazy how much we have in common. I'm like, I know, mm-hmm. or, you know, you hear it off the bat of, gosh, this is everything I would want in somebody mm-hmm. or wow, I never thought it could, like all these things that just feel like, oh my gosh. Is that love bombing or is it like, this is it? I never thought it could be this good. Mm. And the amount of guys that have said stuff like that, that's I'm like, how do I move forward with that? And so that's what I asked my therapist. I was just like,
yeah,
there's a part of me that I think what I realized of how to understand truly who they are is not holding my cards back because I'm somebody I'm like, I don't know how to not be myself in the sense of like be open. Mm-hmm. And I want to meet you and say, I love this and this, and I want to do this and this. I want to live here and do this. And like, I want to raise kids. And like, I could tell you that right now, mm-hmm. but if I'm on a first date, I don't know that I need to, because I'm here trying to figure out what he wants. And I think mm-hmm. what I've done in the past is I can say that. And then these guys just reciprocate being like, oh my gosh, that's what I've always wanted. Or I want that too. And then it feels so intense because we're so aligned.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what if I had started that by saying, do you want kids? Mm. How would you want to raise them?
Like asking questions.
And like being more curious about them mm-hmm. and letting them answer. And then if it's like, you know what? I don't want kids. I'm like, okay. They're like, what about you? And I'm like, I do. Immediate mm-hmm. red flag. Not it. Mm-hmm. Like I know that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is a way to be aware of calming down the intensity, mm-hmm. like not getting there so fast is mm-hmm. kind of just being more curious and mm-hmm. slowing it down, like letting the crock pot mm-hmm. crock.
Letting the crock pot crock. I like that.
I don't know. Does it crock?
It does. Cook. It beeps. Letting it cook.
Letting the crock pot cook.
Let it cook. Let it marinate.
Marinate.
Good things take time.
Yeah.
They just
and
take
so I
time.
Just think like asking those questions and not expecting, not wanting to put all my stuff out there. What's the point? I don't mm-hmm. need to. I'm not here to tell who I am. I'm mm-hmm. here to learn who you are. Mm-hmm. And if he wants to know, he can learn.
He can ask questions.
And so all that to say, yes, I think your original question was like, will I
be attracted to
that? I think it's hard not to in some ways because it's what we want. We mm-hmm. want somebody to know for sure it's me. And I want maybe that's not the right word in this context, but like I want the excitement mm-hmm. and the fun and the chemistry and the adventure. And so like I've had a guy mm-hmm. on our first date take me ziplining. I'm
yeah,
like,
wow,
I'm in love.
Yep.
You know, another Sold. Guy take me out to his farm. Like I've just had a great mm-hmm. first dates.
Yeah.
And so if I have an amazing first date, it's like, wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. And then we're making out on the first date and I'm like, okay, well then of course I think mm-hmm. I like you.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Yeah, but yeah. that was maybe just too intense.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do I slow it down? And mm-hmm. before doing these incredible experiences together and getting physical, how do we get intimate without
100%.
That?
100%. I think that should be the order.
I want to do that better.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you because I feel like you just have the personality that again can get along with anybody. So I think also people like you that are adventurous and outgoing and a 7 on the Enneagram. So like fun and life with a party. It's really intoxicating to be able to go on those kinds of dates. And of course you're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
But I think the allure is no longer luring, if that makes
yes.
sense. Like, I just don't think that that's going to yeah. make you excited anymore. Because I think like the last time we talked on the podcast of this, I'm not sharing anything that you haven't said on, but like your standards are even higher, mm-hmm. you know, and like, you're just not even bending a little mm-hmm. bit as you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. And so I just am excited to, I think you've crossed over to that point where you're just like, I know you've always known who you are, but now you're like, I want to date a little bit differently. And I think slow, I've always said this and I haven't always abided by it, but, whatever starts fast, like really fast, ends fast. And I'm not saying I want to date forever and ever and ever. And I'm not, look, I'm ready. Like, mm-hmm. let's go. Mm-hmm. But I've had, and you have too, have had guys just like say things that just, they don't even know what they're saying.
Yeah.
And it just falls so flat. It's so yeah. unimpressive.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to feel fully known and truly loved, that's like, it's tattooed on my arm.
Yeah.
If a man is going to get to know me and really see me, like he's going to observe me, he's going to ask me questions, mm-hmm. he's going to watch me in situations, yeah. he's going to get to know my people. And how do you do all that to really understand somebody? It takes time. And so it's like, and then I'll know, because trust is like built, you know. I think I'm guilty of just like kind of giving trust away. So I think you're at a place now too, where it's just like those things, those fun, of course, zip, like adventure is our love language. Like, are
so
you kidding
fun.
Me?
Yeah.
Take me ziplining? Of course. But the connection, the intimacy, I think comes from conversation early on when you're getting to know somebody.
Yeah.
And then I think the experiences and then like the kissing and the handholding, all the things that we love, because I also love touch is like a big love language for both
yes.
of us. Like
yeah.
that feels so much more special
mm-hmm.
when trust is there and I'm comfortable. I'm not easily comfortable with men right away. So it's like mm-hmm. for me, if I know it takes time and then I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. And mm-hmm. then you're at that like physical part and you're like, this is awesome. Cause now yeah. we get to like hold hands and we get to like kiss and we get to like be together.
Yeah.
And there's this like friendship piece mm-hmm. that we built before you even grabbed my hand or before yeah. you even like tried to kiss me. You know me
yeah.
and I feel safe. And I, it's actually so cool. At house church a couple weeks ago, we were talking about, we're studying James and the guys, it's guys and girls, it's co-ed, and the three guys that lead it are just phenomenal. Everyone's amazing and they're such phenomenal guys. And we were talking about, you know, slow to speak, quick to listen, and like slow to anger. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how guys just have this, like, they're naturally more angry. And the guys were giving examples and the girls weren't really talking. And one of our leaders was like, girls, I'm really interested to hear what you have to say about anger, just because you're not necessarily prone to anger. And they kind of got quiet. And then I was like, because we break off in small groups first before we kind of all come together and talk. And so then I just spoke up and I was like, well, in our group, we were just talking about how women, we definitely get angry. We tend to fester sometimes, or maybe not necessarily speak our mind or whatever. And I know that men are more prone to just that masculine, like mm-hmm. they get more angry.
Testosterone.
Testosterone. But I said, you know, for women, when a man has self-control and is slow to anger, it is the most attractive thing, at least for me. Like when a man is self-controlled and calm and like not passive in a pushover, like he speaks his mind. I want someone that's going to call me out. Mm-hmm. I want someone who's going to call someone else out. But when I see a man that has self-control and is just like slow to speak, quick to listen and like slow to become angry, like that to me. And then I said, is what men, that's how women feel safe. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, women, we feel so safe. So we may not necessarily be super prone to like getting angry, but when we see a man display this, you know, this verse in James, I'm like, we feel safe. Mm-hmm. And for men to understand that like women feel safe and how they feel safe is so key for us to then be able to feel intimate with you. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes into marriage too, of like once you're feeling safe and connected, like obviously the physical intimacy. But I think too, for women, when we're safe and when I feel emotionally safe with somebody, I'm way more physical, way more physical, or I'm way more like touchy. I'm way more open. Mm-hmm. And so I think that comes with time.
Yeah. One of my brothers had said something about how I pray that a man will hold your heart before he holds your hand.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's yes. Like, that's so sweet. But how many times is my heart not held, but I'm still holding hands and then I'm kissing and then I'm like, you know, I'm okay with that, but he's not holding my heart. Mm. So then why do I feel hurt when he's not protecting me or caring for me? I'm not emotionally safe. Well, so all this to say, I think we've talked a lot about like guys we've dated or things we've seen, but it's like, well, what can we do as women? Mm-hmm. Like, what is our role to also play our part on not being the intense one, or not? I think we've talked about how to not fall into intensity, but like, what can we do? And it's like, yeah, we have those boundaries of, okay, I can't kiss on a first date, or what does it look like for us to not be the ones that make it intense on our ends of texting him 6 times? Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what's up? Like, what do people do? What do we do that can make it intense?
Actually,
or ask questions. I think sometimes I can try to get too deep too soon, where it's like, okay, I want to know all these deep things about him, probably because out of protection, I want to go ahead and ask you all these questions.
But is that necessarily bad though?
I don't know, but I think there's a way to do it to also say, like, before I get to all that, like, are we even friends? Are we even cool?
Do we
like, would we enjoy hanging out with each other? Because I think I've done that, like, you know, a guy I dated, and one time it's like he said all the right things about what he wants in life, who he is, his past, like clean past, good, blah, 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 all this stuff that I'm like, it sounds good, but like, I don't think we would have been friends. Like, he's not somebody I would hang out with. We have nothing in common. And so it's like, before even getting there, like, do you enjoy each other?
Yeah, I think that's key. I think friendship Jamie, one of our girlfriends, says friendship on fire.
Yeah.
And I just think that's the dream, is like you, and that's, I think, what creates a best friend, right? It's like chemistry is important to me. Chemistry is like, do we connect? Do we enjoy being around each other? Are we attracted to each other? Is there like, you and I have friendship chemistry, you know? So it's like, there's also like the romantic chemistry. Yeah. Do we have that? Is there an ease? Also, I think that's also part of chemistry. Like, is there an ease? Are we going to enjoy our Tuesday nights together when we're married and, you know, we get home from work, or our Thursdays when we're exhausted and it's almost the end of the week? Like, there's just things that, again, matter outside of like the spiritual context of like, okay, do we vibe? Yeah. Like, do we want to hang out together? Do we want to go to the grocery store together? Because I want to do the mundane things with somebody, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that that's really important. And then, so essentially that is super important and you got to know that. But I also think like before going into dating, like what is it specifically that you want and how are you going to, and not to like, I'm not trying to therapize you on our podcast, but like, what do you think in real time, if we talk through this as we would as besties outside of a podcast, knowing your pattern, and I've had the same pattern and I have been working with my incredible life coach for the last almost 2 years now on that. So I feel very much like I've done the counseling, I've done the life coaching. I will dabble in both for the rest of my life, but specifically I'm in the coaching area now.
Yeah.
But, I know my triggers. I know what I'm attracted to.
like the things that used to draw me don't, like things like that. And so I feel like for you, what specifically, knowing that chemistry, yes, is important. And then friendship, like mm-hmm. Jamie, our girlfriend, saying friendship on fire, where it's like we're super attracted to each other and we also love being around each other. We're going to chase the kingdom together and build disciples.
Amazing.
I'm sorry. Yes. Like that's what I, that's why I'm not married yet.
Yeah.
Because that's what I want. I want a friendship on fire. So I think going into this next season of your life mm-hmm. as you date, mm-hmm. like what specifically do you feel like, how can you change what you've done? Cause we can only change ourselves, right? Like we can't change other people. So what do you think that, what are some changes that you think you would make or things you do or things you already do?
Yeah.
As you start to date again.
Yeah. I think something I've learned that I've tried to do better on this is just not being so one-on-one with people, like with the guys I date, like doing it in community. Yeah, I'm such a girl of community. Yeah. So why would I not date in community? And like making sure that it feels good to do things together mm-hmm. and not just like, oh, it's fun. Of course it's fun when we're home alone and we're watching a movie. Like, of mm-hmm. course that's good. Mm-hmm. But like, what is it like when he's around my girlfriends mm-hmm. or we're all at dinner together or he's with my family? Mm-hmm. And so I think to see that part of him, how we are together, like to incorporate that and to do that slowly as mm-hmm. we're getting to know each other mm-hmm. is just kind of put us in situations mm-hmm. like that and not always do one-on-one. So I think that's something I've worked on. I think physical boundaries mm-hmm. for sure. I'm such a past of kiss on a first date girl.
Yeah, you are.
So I need to work on that.
So would you say then no kiss on the first date?
I don't know if that can be a blanket statement, can it? Are you going to make me swear something on a podcast that I'm not going to kiss date?
Yeah, I think I might have to hold you. Just what if we tried it just for a little bit?
Yeah, I've tried it.
Okay, what if we do it? Yeah, try harder. No, I actually want to hold you accountable to not kissing on the first date. I want to challenge you.
Yeah.
From now until the end of the year, whatever dates you go on, okay. I know you're gonna go on a lot.
End of the year, good. I got 3 months under my belt,
dude.
Easy.
I'm gonna restart. I'm gonna circle back in December when we're still.
Yeah, no, that's actually.
But I know
good.
I'm different. I know I'm such a touchy person, but I'm much more.
Okay,
reserved
so why are we different in that though? Like, if we both are very physical people, and we want to get married, we want that. Like, what? Why do I?
I
do
don't
it?
Know. I don't why know why happen? You do. Maybe it's just like a. It's a. Maybe it's like a. I think you're more free spirited than me. You are more free spirited than me.
So that means I kiss more?
I don't know. I don't know why. I think I just have strong. Okay. Not that I'm better. This is not coming. I don't want this to come off like I'm better. I'm doing it the right way. Cause I don't know if I'm doing it the right way. I just am much, I'm more reserved. I don't feel, I have an amazing brother. So it's not like I'm uncomfortable around men, but I don't feel super safe around men mm-hmm. until I get more time with them. Yeah. So like I have really amazing guy friends. That's another topic for another day of like, should you have guy friends? Most of my guy friends are either married or in relationships with my best friends. And that's why I feel super safe with them because generally, anyways, that's a tangent for another day or maybe even later. But there are some guy friends that I have in my house church that I feel very safe with. Mm-hmm. But it comes over time. So kissing on the first date, I think it just would make me feel like you don't know me.
No, I 100% agree. Like, I agree with you logically.
Okay, so how do you...
I just need to work on it.
It's just like a... Hey,
well, it's not like I'm initiating either, though. So I have to figure out
how
to say...
Yeah, well, you're just so... No, you're so intoxicating. I feel like they just cannot...
No, I think I'm just giving the vibes because I'm a flirty girl,
you
too.
Are flirty. You are. Flirty I will girl. Say I've been out with you and it's fun because I'm just like, we get a lot of attention.
I need to work. Honestly, I want to throw this podcast away, but we're going to keep going. No, like, so true.
Do you
like,
want to start? Do you want to start back from the kissing part? Or
no,
do you
I'm
want to
keep
going?
Going.
Oh, we're going to keep going.
I'm
going to
keep going.
Okay, whatever.
There's no turning back now.
Okay, we're in it. Honestly, this is the real stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm so in it.
Okay, I'm in it too.
I'm just going to do it with my eyes closed. I need to work on, like, just taking it slower when I date.
Can I tell you something?
What? I'm sweating.
Okay. As someone that's known you for a decade, that has loved you for a decade, I really think... Don't freak out.
I'm freaking
out. No, I just think... And I'm not God, okay? I'm not even close.
I love when you prophesy on the pod.
I love to prophesy on the pod. Here's my deal. This is not even my spiritual gift, but it's encouragement.
Okay, yeah, so that's a little bit, you know, it's encouragement. Yeah.
I also could start crying if I say that. No, I'm not gonna cry. I think when you come to me and you tell me about somebody and they are slow and intentional and just like this like incredible man of God that's like very much taking his time with you, mm-hmm. not out of like, okay, you can't be snail here. Like, we got babies to make here. Come on, mm-hmm. let's go. Mm-hmm. But I think when you've told me like, oh yeah, we went on a date, we didn't kiss, or, mm-hmm. but I felt so seen. And so like, I know it's possible. I've experienced
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And so I think when you experience that, I'll know it's serious.
Yeah.
Because I've never, you're so magnetic and you're so beautiful that I think it's, I really feel bad for the guys that have to go on dates with you in that way, because no, it's just true. Like, they, even though they try to have best intentions, like, it's probably really hard for them because you are so magnetic. But I think a man that has the self-control to honor your body and to mm-hmm. honor you in that way. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying guys that kiss girls on the first date are not honoring. They are. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
I just think like at our age and how we've dated and who we are and what we desire, we want that 2%.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm not saying don't kiss me on the first date, but vibe check, right? So like, yeah. I would just say for you, like, not in holding your cards back, be exactly who you are. I think we should. My best friend on her first date with her fiance, she was like, do you want kids? Because I want kids. Mm-hmm. Like, and he thought that was so attractive because she's just like direct and honest, but she's not like, she's also very confident like we are. We're mm-hmm. secure. So when you're secure in dating, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
So be who you are as you always are. I think just like having that boundary of like not giving off the energy that you want to be kissed, because I think a man needs to earn that.
No, you're
because like you want to be able to have a conversation. It's how we were just talking about this with like Instagram. I don't entertain guys in my Instagram. Like, if you're direct with me and you ask me out, it's a different story and I want to try or whatever, or I'm interested. Very rarely happens. But for me, like, if you're a guy friend, it's a different story too. Like, if you're in my life and like responding to my dogs or whatever, this is not to you. But if there's a guys in there that I've never met, that follow me, that DM and message me constantly, you're not getting a response from me. Not because I'm a nasty person and I'm rude and ignoring you. I have boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I'm training. Like, I'm not going to then have to tell my husband, hey, yeah, it was kind of inappropriate in Instagram, or I led guys on in Instagram, or having to break a habit once I get married.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, but I'm so used to getting it. Like, I don't desire men's attention.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah.
So I think practicing now, I really believe that God asks us to steward gifts we don't even have yet. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's ways to do that. Totally. And I think that comes down to like how you present yourself on social media, how you are in Instagram, like DMs, like who you are in the dark. It's God still sees you, and it's still exposing, and it's still much like, you know, part of becoming more like Jesus. And so I think the same thing applies with like dating. Like, it's not because you're standoffish, but like, I'm not giving a guy a kiss on the first date unless I'm like really feeling it.
Yeah.
But I don't,
which most of the time I think you don't, I don't know that you know that right away. Like, I think there's probably a few situations where, where that is true, because it literally just goes back to what we're talking about is intimacy versus intensity. Mm-hmm. And if that's my person, mm-hmm. I'm going to kiss him for the rest of my life. And so waiting on a first date is okay. Yeah. Versus if he's not my person, then that's just another guy I've kissed. And I don't want to just kiss guys. Like, I want to protect that for my husband. I don't want my guys just out there kissing girls on the first date.
I don't.
And like, that's not what I hope he's doing. I hope he's selective. I hope he goes on a date and then he's like, wow, really great girl, but not it for
and
me.
Honors her.
Honors her by not doing that. Yeah. You know? And so no, I think we joked a lot about it. And I also want to make it clear that it's not like I've kissed on every single first date.
No, she's not. Ever been on. No.
But I do think it's something I've struggled with. And I want to be honest about that. And just,
it's so brave of you to say that on a podcast too, because it is just true. So many people probably are like, I've never even thought about that. Mm-hmm. And I just naturally kiss on a first date, it's no big deal. But it's like, no, I think it actually is something to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it is. It's just taking it slow, and you're gonna kiss him for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
and so why give that away immediately? Just to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with slowing down too, and bringing it back to slowing things down to get to that intimacy, how do you slow it down to build intimacy instead of just like rushing to feel close, rushing to figure out if it's the one. Cause mm-hmm. there is those good questions you mm-hmm. ask on a first date. I'm with, you know, your friend mm-hmm. of, I'm just going to go ahead. I want to ask mm-hmm. direct questions. I think at our age we should.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
But how do you think you slow it down enough in the sense of, I want to build this intimacy and I really want to know who you are, not go fast for the intensity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think a lot of it will depend on the guy. I think some people are just more, I don't like the word compatible because I feel like when I get married one day, my husband's going to have to love a lot of versions of myself over the next. I'm not always going to be compatible. But I think some people are better suited to date someone that, like I have a couple friends that they just naturally like move more fast. And like, that's just, that would freak me out, but it works for them. Mm-hmm. So I think just right off the bat, you kind of have to decide, like, is it too slow that it makes me anxious? Mm-hmm. Which I would then say, hey, there's probably some stuff on the inside of you that mm-hmm. needs to be worked on mm-hmm. and for you to be dating from a secure place.
Yeah.
So I actually think when a man is intentional and slow and follows through, that's where I'm like, okay, this is interesting to me. This is intriguing to me.
I love that. I was just talking to one of my friends who has been dating a guy for a month and hasn't kissed.
Love
I'm
it.
Like, let's freaking go. Let's freaking Which go. I even heard that and I was like, I want that. Yeah. That's immediately my first response because
awesome.
We want that. Yeah. You know, like, well, do we want it? It's hard.
It's hard.
It was even before she had to voice it. He had said something like, I'm going to address the elephant in the room real quick. I know that we haven't kissed, but I don't want to yet because I want to continue to get to know you.
I love that.
And I'm like, oh my That's gosh, so that brings closeness, yeah. doesn't it? Like,
of course.
How do you get intimacy without like,
then imagine the kiss after, like imagine the kiss once that connection's there. Yeah. Like that to me is like, so,
you know, their heart.
Yeah.
Their
you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. No, beautiful. That friendship on fire,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
No, I think just right off the bat to me, I'm attracted to a man that wants to get to know my heart and wants to see it. I just really believe that saying good things mm-hmm. take time. So I think, if a man is going really fast with me, it's a red flag. But I would say for me, I am attracted to somebody who intentionally wants to get to know my heart and my mind, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and I think, you know, what does slow look like? I think it can look different for everybody. I think space is great in between just because you're not, I don't want to yes. text somebody every day.
Yes.
I don't want to text all day. Even though that would make me, it's like a band-aid, women, like mm-hmm. ladies listening, like just because he texts you, it's going to feel great. It's like a dopamine hit. And then you're going to want it again in 6 hours. Like you have to be secure in yourself
yes.
and know that just because a man's not talking to you for 6 hours doesn't mean he's ghosting mm-hmm. you or disappearing. And if you're starting to feel that way, I'm just going to be straight. I don't think you should be dating. Mm-hmm. I think you need to go and really work on like your relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like, because I will tell you, I used to be anxious attached.
Mm-hmm.
I went through just with my own stuff with my family and trauma and all the things that I've gone through and the therapy and the da, 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 da. I've done a lot of work on myself to no longer be anxious attached. Am I prone to anxious thoughts? Yes. Mm-hmm. I think we're all prone to certain things. Mm-hmm. I hate labels. I hate when people are like, I'm a this, I'm a that. And I'm like, we're all broken.
Yeah, true.
True. I will say when you can date from a secure place, it is so freeing and it is so healthy and you're going to attract the right person mm-hmm. when you can date from a secure place. So ladies, if a guy is like not texting you constantly, but you know he's a good man and you know he has good character, do not self-sabotage this because you get anxious. Mm-hmm. I think a lack of communication is not necessarily what we make it seem to be. I think it pay attention to when you do communicate. What is the conversation like? What is the depth like? Do you laugh? Do you enjoy it? Does it fly mm-hmm. by? Mm-hmm. Could you talk for, you know,
yeah.
an hour and it's so be
yeah.
so easy.
Yeah.
I think pace is really important because good things take time. And so pay attention to how he's leading that. And if a man is bombarding you in a, and when I say bombard, I mean like hitting you up, calling you babe early, like that. Ugh, that's such an ick to me. Like, don't call me babe. We haven't even kissed yet. Like, you don't know me. Like, that's so gross, you know? And that is an ick to me now versus before. It felt endearing when I was 25. Mm. It's not endearing anymore. So I think slowing things down is just really, you have to be super secure. And that doesn't mean you're not going to have anxious moments. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you're not going to wonder or get afraid. Like, that's so normal. That's like, especially the longer that you date and the older that you get.
Yeah.
I think there's things that can come up for you based on past experiences that is just real and we're human. So I would just say, be on the lookout for somebody who moves slowly but steadily
and intentionally. Mm-hmm. And to me, that might be a date once a week. That might be a text check-in once a day, once every other day, once every 3 days.
Yeah. Because it builds up. It builds up. It's not that like, because I do think there's something that's really important about healthy communication.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the beginning, if we go on a date and then you don't text me goodnight that night, mm-hmm. like that's okay.
Yeah.
And
no,
I feel like I hear that a lot of like, oh, then we texted and then we start texting. And like, I have experienced that as mm-hmm. well. Like I go on a date and then we hang out every single day for the next couple mm-hmm. weeks. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great, mm-hmm. but it's like, hold on, pump mm-hmm. the brakes. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
And
when you're high on all these, like
it is hormones, it's a high, because then what's real? Like what's the reality? Mm-hmm. I literally remember doing this. I saw a guy, we went on a date and then it was like the next 3 weeks we saw each other every single day. Mm. And then the next day we didn't. I remember being like, so anxious about mm-hmm. we're not seeing each other mm-hmm. and he had a long work day. I was doing something and I remember being like, oh my gosh, are mm-hmm. we okay? Mm. And it's because I like created that habit and that mm-hmm. was just what it started as. Mm-hmm. And so it's what I expected. And mm-hmm. one, that's not reality. Two, it was the high. You're right. It's like the dopamine. It's intensity. Yeah. It was just like every day we have to see each other. Mm-hmm. That's not real life.
No.
Like, I mean, I guess when you're married, you see each other more, but, yeah. but still you have long days.
Yeah.
And it's not just fun all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I think really just, slowing that down.
Well, and character is revealed over time. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to put your best foot forward the first few weeks, first month.
Oh, I think you find out in 90 days who somebody is. Somebody can 100%. Be anybody for 90 days.
Yeah.
Like 3 months.
3 months.
3 months to figure out, are you just putting an act on? Mm-hmm. Are you just trying? Mm-hmm. Are you putting your best foot forward? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, by 3 months, by 3 months, I've always been able to see.
Yeah, it's either... what's
up? And yes, I've dated longer than that after 3 months, but then it's whether it's other things are entangled already mm-hmm. or the intensity is already mm-hmm. there that you keep going. But I think by 3 months, you really know.
You totally do. And also like, I don't think you really know someone until you see them or walk with them or just witness them going through something hard mm-hmm. Or have to have a conversation and reveal who they really are. I personally worry for anyone that's like, we've never really fought before or we've moved so fast. We said, I love you within weeks. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like that to me is, and again, I'm not trying to, I am, everybody's
can it happen,
different.
Yes.
It can happen. But then I also feel like if you want, it's like, what's that saying? If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And it's like, I don't want to go fast. I want to go far. I want my marriage to last. I want to really know the person. And I'm not saying, I think in 6 months, you know, if you're going to marry somebody or not, mm-hmm. I really do. But with that said, there's a lot of conversations. There's a lot of bringing them around your people. There's a lot of like seeing them in different situations. Mm-hmm. You're evaluating somebody. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, on top of that, of evaluating, you're just really like wanting to get to know, do I want to do daily life with this person?
Right.
Do I want to glorify the Lord with this person? Do I want to bury my parents with this person?
Right, everything.
Do I want to do that? At the mm-hmm. end of the day, there is no manual. If there was a manual, it'd be the top selling book forever and ever and ever for us to figure out how to date. That's why there's no dating in the Bible, but it's also covered kind of in how to date like how to treat people.
Love, and that
dating, honestly, I will tell you too, and I've learned this over the last like few months, Marriage is not going to be about me. It's not even really going to be about my husband. It's going to be about what we're going to do for the kingdom mm-hmm. together. And I think that's something that's so important to think about, like the outer scope of your relationship and your marriage. And I think we need to date with that lens of like, okay, I'm not just looking for someone to like have sex with and raise babies with and have a home with.
It's so much more than that.
And be able to spend my Sunday grocery shopping day with like, we are running after Jesus together and like trying to make disciples. And that's why I'm not married yet, because I'm like, I want that.
Yes.
And I know you want that too.
Yeah.
So you're dating with that lens. There is no manual. There's no perfect script, but slow and steady and get to know their heart, get to know their character, ask them the hard questions. See what they do outside of their job. You know, like, are they like investing in the next generation, or are they investing in the elderly generation? Like, what are they doing outside of themselves? Because marriage is not about us. Mm-hmm. And so I think when we're trying to figure out intimacy versus intensity, it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, how can you build a steady, solid connection with that will be the most like the relationship that's most like the one that you'll have with the Lord on this side of heaven that you can tangibly touch.
Yeah.
So I think for me, it's the biggest decision.
Your relationship with the Lord. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. So I think slow, coming back to your question, I think pay attention to like, what's his cadence like? And are you good with it? Because if you're a girl that's not good with it, then maybe that's not the type of guy that you should date. And then also bigger picture, maybe you should look at, okay, how secure are you really? Mm-hmm. And are you ready to date? Because you should be good whether he calls you or not, or whether he texts you back or not. And I think it also is going to allow for you to really see who he is and him to see who you are. Mm-hmm. You can get, like you just said, anybody can put on a face for 90 days. Yeah. Rubber meets the road. And it's like, that's, I want to see who are you when the mask goes off. And like, are you really showing up as you? And I think I've dated a guy that showed up exactly as himself.
Yeah.
And over time it revealed that. And he's still to this day, I have nothing but the best things to say about him. Mm. So yeah, I think it's totally possible, but I think the slowness of that is what makes it so sweet.
I think intensity also is filling a void often that we want.
Mm, and that's good.
Intimacy is what we need.
Yeah.
And I think
that's so good
that intensity can be Satan's substitute for intimacy.
Totally.
Because it's just this excitement, this attention, this love, all of this that we think is what we're looking for. But we all truly want to be, like you said, fully known and fully loved. Mm-hmm. And to be fully known and loved, like that's intimacy. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we don't get that with just the intensity and the love bombing and the cheap thrills and
the cheap, that's so good. The cheap thrills. Also love like is, I love, like you love me despite my faults. Mm-hmm. You've seen me in very dark places. And so for me, I'm like, if I want to be fully known and truly loved, that's going to take time for someone to see like my ickiness and my ugly and my like grossness for, and them to still choose and love me. Like, isn't that the most beautiful thing for a man to be able to look at you one day and be like, I see all your crap.
I'm
not going anywhere and I love you. Yeah. And for us to be able to do that for them too. Yeah,
totally.
So to me, that's intimacy is built again by that ability to be like, I fully know and truly love you and I'm not going anywhere.
So good. So good.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
This is the last, should we make this the last one?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So how can women listening check their hearts this week to see which one they're chasing?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a constant question to ask. While we're dating, intensity versus intimacy, I think, are we finding our satisfaction in that person? Because I think the intensity is kind of this high we're living on. It's the, when is the next text? When is the next date? When is the next kiss? Like it can, or when is the next adventure? The fun, it feels really intense. And I think honestly, oftentimes intimacy can feel boring and can feel, because it's just steady.
Yeah.
It's consistent. And so I think kind of checking yourself on, are you looking for your satisfaction in that person and the excitement of what intensity brings? Because intensity is exciting and it's filling us up in ways, it's filling voids that we have. So then, okay, well, what am I looking for in that? And I think slowing it down and saying, as I'm dating, as I'm open to relationships, where's my heart posture? Am I just wanting to go on this date so I can, you know, have that the quick fix, the fun, the excitement. I can tell somebody I have a boyfriend and it's so great. Or like, can we slow it down and say, I want to really protect my heart, protect his heart. If we're for each other or not, regardless, that's like the thing we need to do is protecting each other's hearts. And he's either my husband or somebody else's husband, you know?
It's so real.
And so how can I get to know him in a way and work towards that friendship on fire that ends, or I guess goes towards marriage? And does that answer that question?
Yeah, no, I think that was beautiful. 'Cause it made me think too, like when I lived in Austin with Kenna, before we would go on dates, we would pray. And even now I pray before, and I'm just like, Lord, like, help me bless him. Because I think when we can take ourselves outside of ourselves, it just allows for the Lord to intercede and to be a part of that. So I love what you said about like honoring him, because he's either your husband or someone else's. And so I think that also will help boundaries. Women, if you're trying to hold stronger physical boundaries for yourself, this is someone's husband.
Yeah.
So instead of just think about yourself, you're going to be someone's wife and you want to be able to look your husband in the eye. And I know one day I'll have to look my husband in the eye and be like, I didn't honor you well in my past, you know, for X number of years, but here's how I, you know, seeked to honor you and worked hard to honor you, in the latter part of my life. But I think it's just really important to think about it in that way. And I think that's how you can then go, okay, like I am going to seek intimacy and connection and friendship.
Yeah.
And see if this is, there's a friendship on fire versus just like, cause yeah, sometimes you go and you're like, it's just a friendship here. Like the, there's no connection, and that's real. You need chemistry too.
Yeah.
But not intensity.
Yeah.
You don't need the, like, I've dated that too. And it's a thrill, but it's a cheap thrill that leaves you hurt in the end.
Yeah.
Or them hurt in the end.
Yeah. A lot we're learning. Also, I want to say before we do wrap, like, this is our experience. This is not right or wrong. Like, this is a podcast. It's free speech out here.
Yeah. Like,
just, we are sharing what we have learned. I don't think if you kiss on the first date or if you do say I love you in 2 weeks.
Yeah. You know, please hear us.
Nobody specific. It's just like in general, those are our experiences. Yeah. We have been love bombed. We have been kissed on the first date. We have had these experiences that, looking back now, what I have realized, I think you can agree with in ways that the intensity right away isn't how we have seen, we haven't seen it done well.
Yeah.
And I think there's a difference in intensity and intimacy. And what we're saying is not end all be all. It's our experience of what we've seen. And it's, I think, just an awareness of what are the differences between the two as we're dating, as we're looking forward. Cause I am going to tell you, there are going to be fun, intense moments in my relationship.
Of
like
course.
I want that. And I think they can coexist.
Yes.
I think you can have some fun intensity. You can go on incredible adventures. You can go ziplining. Like, you can have hot and heavy makeouts and sex when you're married, you know, like these things can happen.
Yes.
And they will happen. And it'll be intense and great, but where's the intimacy?
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
I think that's our heart behind it.
Totally.
And what I'm learning in therapy, and I'll continue to learn.
I love
and
it.
I'm
and I love episodes like this because it's just there. It's just realness.
It's
like
just where
it's,
we're
what, it's where we're at currently in life, what you're learning. And it's really vulnerable for us to share this stuff because it's letting people in who we don't even know who listens to this, but like letting people listen to like your therapy. But I'm so proud of you because it is helping people, and we're extending a part of ourselves on this to help people. But there is a little bit of, I guess that whole saying, do it scared, right?
So do it scared.
Do it scared.
All right. Well, remember,
even if
he is still good.